What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the... Wow.
Damn. This dog
I'm holding the Kong toy in my hand, ready to launch it.
Shit.
And the dog just leapt in the air
right, like
a seal going
I mean,
she didn't bite my hand.
That motherfucking toy. You know what I mean? She wants that.
Quiet.
She wants it.
Quiet. Good girl. There you go.
Jeez. You're a dog whisperer.
Man.
You should train dogs.
Oh, yeah.
People should bring you their dogs.
You're doing such a bang-up job with this one.
You are.
I want to get these people.
Jeez.
However you're listening to us this lovely Tuesday, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're available on your favorite podcasting application, always at crabdiving.com. And thanks for joining us on our social media. You can tweet us during the show. We check that once in a while.
Right.
And we're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, shit.
Ryan's on the TikTok at Rated R Comedy. Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is it an at type deal over at the TikTok? Yeah, is that how the screen names work?
I think so. Absolutely.
Where all the kids are hanging out?
Yeah, I think that's what the Chinese spies are telling me to say.
Really?
Sure.
They're probably listening right now through your phone.
Please.
It's on your app.
No, they're not listening to me right now, you think?
Well, no, they're listening to us right now, but...
They're even broadcasting.
I think, yeah. They're listening to you at other times.
Oh, shit.
When you're speaking your subversive shit.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link, when you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Gives us a few clinks in the bucket. No, it doesn't.
Lot.
It really doesn't give
a
us
lot
a lot
of clinks.
No, it doesn't.
All the clinks.
The clink. Shut up, clink.
Hold on.
One of my favorite characters, General Burkhalter.
Shut up, clink, you fool, you idiot, or you go to the Russian front.
That's good. What a crazy sitcom, huh?
I used to remember that actor's name. Now I'm going to have to look it up.
Is that a bizarre-ass sitcom or what?
What a kind of an interesting concept, though, to turn American POWs into
Right.
But they did it perfectly. The Americans were on top of everything, running the camp, basically, and could have left. Many did.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck they wanted to. So that's kind of the only way you kind of pull that off, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Otherwise it ends up like Life is Beautiful and, you know, it's fun for 2 minutes and then it's very sad.
Life is Beautiful. What was that?
No, spoiler alert. That was that Italian actor that played the guy that and his son went to the prison camp in the WW2.
Yes, I remember.
And he kind of turned it into a...
Right, pantomime. Like
For his son.
Yeah.
And
it didn't turn out well.
Well, spoiler.
Sorry.
Oh, come on.
Really? Did he win the Oscar that year?
I think he won a lot of awards that year.
You got to give that guy the fucking Oscar.
Benito.
I cannot remember this guy's name.
I have to sneeze. Excuse me. It's not the COVID. It's the fucking allergies.
I wish we had...
And mosquitoes. Aren't mosquitoes really bad right now?
Absolutely.
Is it me or is it...
There's lots of standing water from these storms.
Oh, I feel like I'm donating a gallon of blood every time I walk outside.
Absolutely. They're collecting in the water and they're multiplying and the eggs are hatching. And then the mosquitoes come out.
Oh, I got it. Well, I gave her a heartworm. She's got her heartworm medication, so...
Okay.
The mosquito-y stuff that can get the dog is covered.
Oh, that's good. Shit.
Not us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck it. Nobody gives a shit.
Have they figured out if the COVID can be spread by skeeters? They probably did.
I have no fucking idea.
I think we read that, and the vibe was that they don't.
What's the name of the guy? Who's the guy that owns MyPillow that shows up?
Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell. Not Chuck Lindell, right? That's a different Lindell.
I don't know.
I was going to say, I think Mike Lindell was in the news, but I think it was a different Lindell. Doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. It's not a strangely uncommon name.
No. Are we going to see him named to the Supreme Court?
Sure. Why not?
My pillow guy.
We got a lot to get to today. Thanks for strapping in for the adventure, everybody. Ooh. Counting down the days.
That's right, Pat.
Still looking good. Looking gooder than yesterday. Quiet the fuck up.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Calm down, buddy.
Good girl. I don't have a treat to give you, so there's going to be a revolt in about 10 seconds.
Oh, shit.
You're
already out of treats. It's only nine after.
Well,
I mean,
I'm not out of treats. I do have a chewy, twisty treat to give her, but I'm waiting for her to calm down to reward that behavior instead of waiting for her to bark like an asshole and then throw it to her so that
Here,
she knows
it,
all she has to do is bark like an asshole and she's gonna get it. Trying some semblance of discipline.
I get it.
Sometimes when we're walking, I'm like, can we pretend I'm in charge for just like 2 minutes? My name is Patrick Vile. Thanks for joining us.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and a big salute to all the dickhead shitbag conservatives out there that are just, you know, yes!
Right, Shelby, you tell them.
Right, they're just fucking it all up. You don't give a shit. Thank you so much. Thank you, Republicans. What are you doing to help?
I'm sorry, I was...
No, I mean, really, what are they
doing
to help?
Sipping a beverage while you were...
What are they doing to help? Anything.
Nothing. Well... Mitt Romney put out a strongly worded statement.
Oh, did he?
Did you see that?
No.
Oh, yeah. I'll read it in a minute.
What a rich guy move.
Yeah, it's very pearl clutchy.
I'm putting out a strongly worded essay.
It's like, this is all disgusting and I hate it, but I've voted for 98% of what Trump has sent to told me to vote for.
Lovey told me to send a missive.
I want to do the exact same things that Trump wants to do. I just don't want to be as uncouth about it.
Right. Absolutely.
Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo.
Yes.
Allegedly
up
for sale.
For real.
You want to buy the HuffPost?
Yeah.
Do we have enough in the crab diving coffers?
How much does something like that cost?
A lot, probably.
I want to buy it, but I want to change up the colors. They make me crazy. What's wrong with a pink or a purple in there every now and then? What the fuck, man? It's so depressing. You know what I mean? Like green. It's always green. Fuck you.
This might not be good.
Yes.
The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed the Trump administration to wind down counting for this 2020 census a month earlier than planned.
Why?
The high court put on hold a lower court ruling that ordered the once in a decade population count must continue until October 31st.
Okay. We're not doing that anymore.
But the Supreme Court said, well, they can end it a month early.
Yay!
I mean, I don't know.
Why?
I guess there's a lot of people that wait till the last minute.
Why people that couldn't be gotten to, and
why do you want to end it early though?
Because they want fewer people counted. Fewer right. people means fewer brown people counted.
Yes, yes.
That means they got the areas counted they wanted to.
Absolutely.
The really white ones.
Absolutely.
Everybody's counted.
We've got all the white people taken care of, okay?
We're brown gonna... ones. Oh, wow. I wonder why the population went down in that area. They don't deserve as much representation anymore.
Oh, shit, yes. We're moving everyone out of your neighborhood and we're turning everything into a brewery. God.
In a yogurt shop.
Oh, yeah. A really expensive yogurt shop that nobody wants to fucking go to.
Well, yeah, and now you're going...
$6 sprinkles.
Now you're going all psychotic. There's no place to bury it, Shelby.
Bury it here, motherfucker.
There's no place to bury it.
Shit.
You're going to have to sit and chew on it for a while.
Damn.
Bite a nickel.
That's some hard truth there.
Sit
there and chew
on it. Yeah, so that's the headline over to the HuffPo. SCOTUS hits the brakes on census count.
Oh, shit.
Hey. See, this is what happens.
It doesn't make any sense.
We're still feeling the effects of the past couple of elections.
Why don't we continue?
Let's go back to Bush v. Gore.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what would have happened if R.I.P. Sandra Day O'Connor had done what she then later told people after she retired? That she would have, looking back, she should have voted the opposite way. She should have allowed the count to continue.
Looking back, in one of the most important decisions ever.
And we got the Iraq War.
Yeah, and I should have done it backwards. I should have done the opposite thing that I was doing.
And arguably 9/11, because who knows if Al Gore might have taken a peep at some of those intel reports.
Yeah. Yeah.
But didn't they started with the Clinton administration too, right? Didn't
what
the some of the early burbles that Osama and the Al Qaeda were that's who he was, right?
Al-Qaeda, right, right.
We're trying to we're threatening. You know, we're gonna get you.
My brothers will probably dispute me if they're listening. They're experts on all this shit, but I think I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know.
Oh, I thought you had a point.
No, I don't.
That was going to be disputed.
No,
oh,
no, no.
By your brothers.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the headline there. Let's see what the Drudge Report has to say.
Yes.
I was looking at the Drudge Report earlier because there's just a lot of headlines. I got to tell you. They're not. The interesting part is they're, you know, ever since he kind of went anti-Trump, they're not all crazy. There's still a lot of crazy.
Yeah.
It's still mad fucking Drudge.
I mean, Trump is coming off crazy, right? Like he's
you
nuts.
You should see the picture
he's
they used on Drudge.
Crazy right now.
Battleground map expanding.
Yes.
It says, the president is in Florida while Biden and Pence hit Ohio, both states where Trump is playing defense after winning in 2016. So the whole point is the battleground map is expanded. The reason these guys are going, we were talking about this offline earlier. Right.
Crab diving offline conversation.
That the reason these assholes are putting time in Florida.
Yeah.
In Ohio.
Right.
Is because they ain't doing well.
Yeah.
And they should be in, I don't know, Wisconsin. They've I saw they've given up on Michigan, I think.
Right, given up. See, I'm surprised we aren't seeing more of that. Like, what's the fucking point, right? He's going to fucking lose.
Well, now they're, where's the report? One of those, was it Moody's or somebody, upgraded.
Yes.
The chance of the Republicans losing the Senate.
Oh, fuck.
Cook, excuse me.
Damn.
Cook upgrades Dem chances to win Senate.
Oh,
Cook
shit.
Political Report moves Senate races in Texas,
fuck.
Georgia, and Alaska toward the Democrats.
Shit.
And they're all within like the even if the Republicans up, they're within the margin of error.
Yeah.
Cook shifted likely Republican to lean Republican in Texas. Senator John Cornyn is going up against Air Force veteran and former congressional candidate M.J. Hagar.
Yes.
Hagar?
I don't know.
Hagar?
H-E-G-A-R?
Like God, why haven't I heard more about this person?
I don't know who this person is.
This is an important race if this person is getting that close to fucking John Cornyn.
Right.
Cornyn leads the race, according to the Real Politics average. Cook also shifted Georgia's Senate special election from lean Republican to toss-up. Kelly Loeffler defending her seat against a race that includes Representative Doug Collins and Democratic candidates Ralph Warnock and Matt Lieberman. This is one of those jungle runoffs.
I'm sorry, but
where there's four candidates and it's the top four, and two of them are Republicans, Loeffler. Two are Democrats.
Wasn't she involved in some insider trading shit?
Allegedly.
Yeah. How is she running? Shouldn't she like fucking resign? I thought the evidence was pretty fucking damning.
Well,
I mean, she but remember, a bunch of stuff.
Only Burr in the Senate has seemed to be getting in trouble for that.
Yeah.
But he's the one who was in charge of the Senate committee that said bad things about Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now,
oh,
she's done nothing but kiss some orange saggy ass.
Ooh, yes.
So.
Right.
Hmm.
God.
Who's the DOJ going to go after?
You know, Georgia is such, no offense, if anyone is listening and you're from Georgia, I spent time there. It is not a great state right now. It's not being ran greatly, do you think?
You're saying Kemp is not doing a bang-up job there?
Did you see the story about the lines to vote?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's great, all that turnout, but why... Well, why are people have waiting days, so long?
And people have days.
Yeah.
Like, early voting started today, and they have till X day, you know, while it's open or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's a really, really good sign.
Yeah.
A really, really bad sign for Republicans.
This person had to wait 10 hours.
And Moscow Mitch said... He seems to said something like the Democrats are on fire. Democrats are on fire right now.
Jesus Christ. Can't your
One
face
One of his folds
just...
kind of morphed into like a mouth. Right. No lips, but a mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of mouth orifice.
You think there's like rogue faces? They're, you know, splurging up.
They're, you know, he debated Amy McGrath.
Yeah. How did he do?
Well, there's clips on the Twitter. I should find one. They're calling him like Darth McConnell and stuff like that because he kind of laughed at her through the whole thing. And when she was talking about, she's like, you know, Senator, how many over 300 bills have reached your desk and you've done nothing. You've stonewalled all of them. All you've done is ram through these unqualified judges. And he's just sitting there going,
I don't give a shit. Does he have any feelings or anything in there?
You know, I don't know. I wouldn't ask anybody to go in there and check.
Just a big ball of rape juice.
It's so gross. But I don't know how. I didn't see what the consensus is on the debate. I didn't.
Yeah.
On that one, I didn't see. I just saw the clips of.
how does Mitch McConnell do good in a debate? I mean, is he really smart and quick or?
Whoa, he's really well prepared. And,
right.
And, you know, he's in charge of the Senate, so nobody clutches a pearl better
than
Mitch McConnell. Right. Yeah, you're Democrats, you know. Speaking of that, what about that time that Democrat took a shit right down in the right in the middle of the Senate bathroom?
Has anyone ever asked him, and seriously, has anyone ever asked him and said, listen, no offense, Majority Leader, why are you so weird looking? I mean, he's such a weird looking motherfucker.
It's probably not something that comes up real frequently.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Majority Leader.
What's wrong with you?
WTF.
Yeah. Holy shit.
It's like been a 30 year opening of the Ark of the Covenant. At
his
the end
skin
of,
is
yeah.
slowly dripping the fuck yeah. off his it's just, skeleton.
It's just really slow motion.
Oh, he's so hot.
Are those the headlines, I guess? I guess those are the headlines, everybody.
Yes.
Sort of. I cherry picked, but the Yeah, there's that Cook report
right
has moved the likelihood of the Senate going to the Democrats.
Damn,
a click higher.
Right, right. If you're a Republican, at what point are you like, I don't want to run this race anymore. I don't want to lose. I'm done with this shit. I'm going to go work for some corporation. Go fuck yourself.
Well, who was it? Even Martha McSally, when she had that debate where Mark
Meadows,
the astronaut.
Oh, Mark Kelly.
Mark Kelly. Thank you.
Right.
Well, Mark Kelly.
Yes.
She was an idiot. She got pummeled.
Yeah.
But he tried to get her to even say the name Trump, and it was even hard to even to get her to say that. I work for the people of Arizona. I care about the people of Arizona. Why do you support Trump's issue of this? I care about the people of Arizona.
I mean, it's impossible, it's like
they
right?
They can't say the T word.
Trump made it impossible for them. Yeah.
He's Voldemort.
Right. Meaning what? Like, he's killed everything? You know what I mean?
And he who should not be named.
Right.
He can't say his name. And then he's decimated everything. And then when, like, name of Rick Wilson's book, everything Trump touches dies.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All these people that have been like remora all over his penis folds.
Oh, yes.
Are now going to pay the price.
Right.
Folds. What am I saying? Yeah. That would imply grower.
Crazy. I want to see a movie about Scott Pruitt, CPA. I think I want to see that. God.
There's going to be so many movies.
I've got a great idea.
We're going to have be unearthing Trump content for decades.
Jeremy Piven plays Pruitt. You like that?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that might be really good.
Yeah, Jeremy Piven. Yeah, that's kind of perfect.
Make it so, Hollywood! Make it so!
He's kind of laying low, isn't he, after some,
I think some
sexual
shit.
Harassment kind of dealios?
Dude. He's a creep. Some other white guy will be fine.
The, what was I looking up? Oh, I was looking up Mitch.
Yes. What's up with the cocaine and stuff that he was shipping in? It was his
father-in-law's
boat. It was like his father-in-law. Yeah.
Nothing to see
here. Ton of cocaine.
And he's walking away from negotiations even now when President Trump even wants negotiations to happen before this election. It's irresponsible.
Senator McConnell.
And instead of doing that, he is trying to ram through a Supreme Court nominee right now. Instead of negotiating, which is what he should have been doing all summer long to make that happen.
Senator, do you have an additional response?
We've got to get our democracy working because we have to get through this crisis right now.
That's your time. Senator McConnell.
Well,
Senate went.
These are obviously edited. These are all the times that
Jesus Christ.
They switched. He's like just laughing at her. I think it ends with the clip where he actually laughs while she's talking.
Redeemable about that fuckhead?
No.
Oh, God. Jesus, Mitch, you're disgusting.
I mean, I think he's smiling, or maybe they've got the camera smiling upside down and he's hanging from the ceiling, which is equally as likely.
He's asleep.
The Senate went on vacation. I mean, you just don't do that. You negotiate. Senator, it is a national crisis. Yeah. You knew that the coronavirus wasn't going to end at the end of July.
So listen to him laughing about the coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you went on vacation.
People are dying, you fuckhead. It must be something in the folds that make him impenetrable to feelings. He has no feelings. What does
if you want to call yourself a leader, you got to get things done. And those of us that served in the Marines, we don't just point fingers at the other side. We get the job done. And he's
what a little fuckhead.
So
Jesus Christ,
laughed it off.
I mean, shit, man. Maybe they should they do a Black Panther style in Kentucky for a Senate.
Mitch McGrath. God
Amy McGrath will beat the shit out of that motherfucker.
Of course she would.
He is a pile of fascist goo. Go get him. Go get him, Amy. Oh, God. Wouldn't that be great?
Amy Carter would beat the shit out of him.
Maybe we want that. Is that better?
No. No, you saw, it didn't go well. Spoiler alert, in Black Panther.
It ended up fine.
For a while.
For a while, but then they figured it out.
Yeah, did they?
I think, didn't they?
They're going to do it again.
Well, they also have vibranium. We don't have that. Right. We don't have
anything.
They
also don't exist.
We don't have shit.
Right.
We have coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, more.
Yeah.
And more.
Oh, okay. Great.
Over at the Drudge Report, by the way, shock poll, Biden, if I had a nickel.
Here's my shock.
Shock poll, Biden plus 17.
Damn! Oh!
And underneath that, is this 538? Oh, this is The Economist.
Yeah.
91% chance of winning Joe Biden.
Oh, shit!
At The Economist.
Trump, listen to me. Resign. Make a deal with some prosecutors to tell, like, get him to, you know.
And that's the Electoral College. Chance of winning the most votes, 1 in 20 for Trump.
Oh, shit.
One, he's got less than a 5% chance.
Those are horrible odds, right? I'm not a math guy, but that fucking sucks.
That's right.
You know, I want to send you something. I have a relative that's way into the Trump, and he posted some kind of poll that has Trump winning something, but send it in Messenger.
He's winning among white males between 40 and 45 that are part of a militia. And
yeah. He's winning among white male clan members.
I'm part of Meal Team 6. Speaking of, did you see the Michigan branch of Al-Qaeda up there?
No.
That
Yippers.
They had talked about going after the Virginia governor too.
Jesus.
And snatching him.
These
and
people...
giving him a trial. Or wait, Michigan. Oh, we're gonna give him a fair trial. Don't worry.
Is that what they were gonna do with the Virginia governor too?
Yeah, they're gonna take her up to a barn or something and give her a wink wink trial.
Can we get these fucking right-wing militia motherfuckers under goddamn motherfucker control, please?
They're kind of on some of them.
I mean, shit.
If there's that many with this group of idiots in Michigan that are embedded, I mean, they're probably all over the place.
God damn it.
I mean, the embeds.
You have to unleash.
The spies are, the FBI is everywhere.
You have to unleash the power of the FBI.
But if that's the case, then how can fucking William Barr not acknowledge that white supremacy and these white militia groups, these right-wing militia groups, are the bigger threat right now? He goes out and goes, well, BLM. BLM.
I don't know. He's got the same thing going on that Mitch has. He's a gigantic blob of conservative shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And weird things just bounce off those motherfuckers that often makes no sense.
Like droopy dog, like a bloated dead droopy dog, swollen face.
These people are married.
No offense.
No offense.
I don't want to face shame anybody.
No offense, you monster. You're married. Your wife. You guys have sex. God.
91% chance. The Economist.
Ooh.
And that's the headline over the
Drudge
Report.
That now. Is that considered bad news for Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not looking good.
Shit.
Is it this poll? Is it from Israel? I got to open Messenger in a second, but to get what you sent me.
Yes. I don't know.
But
crazy.
There is, over at the Jerusalem Post.
Yay.
Majority of Israelis prefer Donald Trump over Joe Biden.
Well, listen, that's fine. You don't live here. Who gives a shit? We got to get rid of this Trump.
That's very interesting. I wonder what the media is like over there.
God, if anyone, outside of this country is listening, know that no one likes Donald Trump.
I think we get like smattering of downloads from Israel. But
oh, great. Well, listen, Israel, we don't like Donald Trump. So don't worry about Donald Trump. We don't want Donald Trump. Okay?
Let me close that one. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. The Israelis.
Yes.
So this is what your relative sent?
Yes. Yes.
Posted on the Facebook or
right, posted. Yes. It's a it's a fucking weird ass poll.
Oh boy.
It's it Trump's going to win according to that thing I sent you.
I wonder if I'll be able to see it. Oh,
I mean, he's going to win according to that.
Yeah, I
read that poll.
Helmut Norpoth?
I don't know what that is. Helmut Norpoth.
Helmut Norpoth models have correctly picked 24 out of 26 presidential elections, including 2016.
Yes.
I don't see it happening. He's losing in Wisconsin,
yeah.
Michigan. Probably here.
Well, you're not the Helmut Norpoth, you know?
Okay.
So whatever.
Well, it even says he was right 24 out of the 26 times. I mean, that's a good average, but obviously he was wrong.
Man, 2016.
He's been wrong a couple of times.
Right.
Oh, God. They're so desperate.
God, I, you know.
You know, if I decided to do the Pat Vile Southern Pensacola poll.
Yes.
Trump is kicking fucking ass.
Right.
If I walk around this neighborhood.
Oh, and ask people how they think.
Yeah, if I took a poll in this neighborhood.
Yeah, they would either say.
I'd say, who do you guys want to vote for?
Some of them would say, a lot of them would say Biden. Some would say Trump. And some would also say JoJo Jorgensen or some, or Gary Johnson too.
That way.
Oh, north. Yeah.
South of here, that's Trump country with a couple of
north of here. I bet is Biden country.
Oh yeah, I looked at Kelly the Voice. Salute to Kelly the Voice.
Yay!
And she sent over a link that was a really cool link.
Okay.
For you could look at precinct by precinct how they voted in 2016.
Oh shit!
And just for laughs, I clicked on the precinct here.
Blue.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
No,
not blue?
Not blue.
Gosh, guys.
But not by that much. It was like 55-45 or something like that. Well,
there are
that's 10 points. That's
here.
A lot.
Are you kidding me?
In this precinct. But then the I was heartened by the fact that when you zoom out, most of Pensacola went blue.
Yeah.
With one little strip that was blood red, the darkest red part of the whole area.
Baby Jesus,
and
blood
it's right next to
hell yeah,
Pensacola Christian College. It's that neighborhood
yeah.
there where certainly
right
everybody that works and teaches,
of course,
at Pensacola Christian, and all the Christian kids that
they
are
cover
housed
up nipples in their art books.
They're
insane.
And that was like scarily like 80 something percent
Jesus
Trump.
Jesus fucking Christ!
In that little part. But most of Pensacola was blue. And
then,
you know, the farther out you went,
right,
started getting less blue, and then it started getting pinkish, and then you know, darker.
Hell yeah, boy.
So, interesting.
Right.
Gulf Breeze, really red.
Yes, yes. Oh, absolutely. I've seen.
Quite red.
I went to, on my way to the smoothie store once, I saw, you know, a kid driving around.
Milton, quite red.
Yeah, listen, if you're a Trump supporter, and you're dragging with your golf cart a Trump like flag or banner.
I thought you were going to say black person on a chain. Yeah,
please don't do that. But like you're a douchebag. You're a supreme fuckhead. There is not, I mean, that is a crazy look. On my rich, expensive 1% golf cart, I'm letting you know I'm voting for this fucking tyrant.
Right.
Fuck you. He doesn't see everybody as people. I'm white. Jeez.
11.5 million people, they say, have already voted.
Oh, shit.
Is cray.
Yeah. I think, Trump, you should start packing your shit, motherfucker. Is he packing up, do you think?
Total early vote, the biggest amount is our state right here so far.
Oh, wow.
With mail-in ballots. The reporting states with party registration data, California, Florida, Iowa, Maryland, North Carolina, New Jersey, Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania and South Dakota.
Yes.
Right now, the Democrats are having... The Democrats in all those states requested 22.8 million.
Damn!
Ballots. Up till now, 3 million have been returned. That's a 13.3% return rate.
Yes.
Republicans only requested 13 million.
Okay.
So almost 10 million less.
Right.
And they've returned 1.2 for a 9.4% return rate. So if both of those numbers hold, they're fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
They're on fucked the mail-ins.
They're fucked in Florida.
Well, that's part of all of them.
Oh, okay.
I think I can actually click on Florida, though. Let me see here. Florida.
God, yeah. If Trump loses Florida, he's done, correct?
Total requested mail-in ballots, 2.5 million Democrats, 1.7 million Republicans.
Oh, shit.
That's very different
right.
than it usually has been. And I believe than it was in 2016. I think the Republicans are the ones that usually are way into.
Yeah, yeah. The mail-in voting.
The mail-in voting here.
But it's the pandemic. It's corona.
Well, right. But, and Trump telling Republicans don't vote by mail.
But telling
except
some
in
of
Florida
them,
where it's fine. Because you're not absentee voting. You're voting by mail. That's okay.
You know, this guy, I'm sorry. Donald Trump right now is a motherfucking crazy person.
Sure. Oh, we can get county.
What?
We can get our county.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'm going to.
No,
gonna,
no, no. But he's a
I'm a data geek,
person.
And it's I'm on a data site
you know,
right now.
Being a data geek is a good thing. You like information. There's some people that are the opposite of that. They don't like to know anything.
I don't
morons.
Have a breakdown by party, though. But 71,000 votes or mail-in ballots requested here. 22,000. So our county has already returned 31%.
Oh, wow.
Of the requested ballots.
I wonder if that's a good amount.
And those higher
by
numbers
now.
Are not do not bode well
for the Republicans.
For the Republicans, yeah.
What are they going to do?
Cry. Cheat.
Will they really
cheat? First
they
cheat.
They will cheat. They're going to fucking
first,
cheat, right?
First they're going to cheat every chance they get.
Will they contest every fucking decision?
Oh, absolutely. And I hope the Democrats have a plan because for this punting down the road long enough to hold up the Electoral College vote so that it gets really close to the deadline.
Right.
And then they're going to say, well, we're just going to have to go to the state legislatures to decide.
Yeah, yeah. And
Florida says, wow, Biden was ahead here, but we've decided that
yes.
we think as the Florida state legislature here that we're going to decide that our ballots are actually going for Donald Trump.
That's not happening. It can't
That's
happen.
Their plan.
People are going to
They've
lose
told us.
Their shit.
They've told
dude.
Us the plan. That's
will
the
people,
plan.
People will lose their fucking
oh,
shit.
Oh, it's going to be I fear it will be ugly. Really ugly. You think the cities are lit up now? Let the Republicans try to take the election that way.
What is the point? You have to start asking yourself, what is their point? At some point, are they like, when do you just get out of this shit?
Well, they're just saying we don't want this democracy shit anymore.
Yeah, there's not enough people dead, so we're gonna keep going.
Even as I said before, Mitch McConnell is the headline at the CNN.
Yes.
That McConnell warns Democrats are on fire.
Or what?
On fire.
Fuck you.
As the GOP falls behind on fundraising and
we're
polling.
3 weeks on-
oh, shit.
Democrats are on fire. He told lobbyists on a call recently.
Oh, the Democrats are on fire raising money.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jamie Harrison broke here $57 million, the biggest amount ever raised by a Senate candidate.
Dude, and
Lindsay's
showed
like,
up.
I need some money. I'm going to go on
Never mind. I'm gonna go on Craigslist and try fans to do some only. Fundraising.
Come on, my fans on that page. I mean, he said, what did he say that you could be a black person as long as you're conservative?
Young. You could be, I love everybody the same, and you can be a young African-American person and go anywhere you want, do anything you want in the state of South Carolina, as long as you're a conservative, not a liberal.
Jesus
and that's
Christ.
Pretty much the quote. I'm not fucking with that one.
But that's crazy.
Oh, dog,
that's
Jesus.
Crazy for, like, a senator to say, isn't it?
Well, yeah, he wasn't joking.
That's lunacy.
Like when I first saw the written quote first, and I thought, well, he had to be joking. He was like, you know, you can go wherever you want in this state, and then, well, you know, as long as you're conservative, not liberal. But that's not the way he said it.
Right.
He was dead serious. You can go wherever you want.
Yeah.
As long as you're conservative, not liberal.
And you can go wherever you want.
Why wasn't the follow up question? Well, Lindsay, do if you could do a public service. And let us know what parts of South Carolina can't black liberals go to.
Yes.
Unless they're wearing like a, you know, they're in disguise in a MAGA hat or something. Where
right.
can't we go? What are the ramifications of a black liberal going into a part of South Carolina that you can't go?
This shitbag, he means that people need to know their place.
Well, right. I mean, I don't know how else you interpret that.
Crazy
from Lindsay. It's bad shit.
Yes.
I seriously don't know.
Too
how
much
else
time
you...
in the sauna. Too much time in the tanning booth. Whatever the fuck you're up to.
Yeah. How much time? Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, it fried your cerebral cortex or something.
Oh, this is really crazy that Amy Coney Barrett is talking to the Senate again. Blah blah blah. She's gonna make it. Democrats are going to score points, I think, because the public polling shows that most of the public, almost three quarters, don't think she should be chosen because they don't think
horrific.
Well, no, because they don't think they think the next president should.
Yes.
It's that easy. And but that's not going to happen because we just don't have the votes. And it would take four Republicans of spine pretense,
yes.
LARPing some spine.
That's not happening. What if the Democrats don't show up and the other guys have COVID?
Well, then they won't have enough to vote at all. So they'll just delay it.
There you go. That's something.
They'd have to run out the clock till December, till the end of the term.
Maybe they'll find something out about this ACB.
I sound
like a nutball.
And she's giving, you know, good answers. I mean, she's basically saying, well, I don't know, you know, and there was one that they asked her that I thought there was a little too much outrage maybe on the left on our side over was that she.
No, over the elections.
The
and
headline
shit.
Was, yeah. Can you or Trump has said he would like to delay the elections. What do you you know, do you think that's illegal or not? And the answer that we all know is
it's illegal.
It's not possible. He can't.
He
it's
can't
it's set by the legislature.
Motherfucking do that.
He can't do it.
Right. That's a no.
And there's almost virtually nothing he can do. Hey.
Yeah.
Stop. There's nothing he can do to delay the election. But she said, well, I would have to, if it was filed in my court, I would have to meet with my clerks and look at the precedents and talk to everybody. And then,
yeah.
And she said, I'm not excusing her. I think she's horrific. I'm just saying she's answering better than that whiny little piss bitch.
I like beer. Screaming, screaming, hanging out, lifting weights.
I mean, does he really? That's a quote. For a Supreme Court justice that's in the record, in the congressional record. I like beer.
Matt, I made a good point about that. He was like, she was like, what job interview?
Right.
If you perform that way in a job interview, well, what on what planet would you get the fucking job? Much less a federal job, man. He sounded
for life.
Fucking nuts.
For life.
It's crazy. That shit is not fair. And they should impeach that motherfucker. Because he lied. He lied during his confirmation hearing. Didn't he?
I think so. Undoubtedly. Let's where are you going to put your money? Of course he did.
And the investigation into what went on in that fucking party was a joke.
Well, I think more importantly would be we need to follow the money. Where did, how did, he was like six figures in debt.
Kavanaugh?
Not like house debt, like yeah. Credit card debt and bad debt. Like he's a dumb fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And.
Well, I mean, he's not a dumb fuck. He's a SCOTUS, so.
He's not great with money, I'm suggesting.
We have a SCOTUS.
Not that, you know, that makes you a dumb fuck.
Not great with money, though. We have a SCOTUS that's not
great. But if you're
great
not great
with
money,
money,
you know, you recognize
don't
that
you
and,
think
get, and hire somebody.
Not
get somebody
to be
SCOTUS. That is good.
Hey, listen, I don't want to be a SCOTUS person. There are not a lot of people that should be SCOTUS. Not a lot. And if you are not great with money, don't you think that would disqualify you? It's crazy.
The House passed a bill in May, and this the Senate went on vacation. I mean, you just don't do
that.
Oh,
my God. He's like, you know, at the end of Time Bandits.
One, two, three, four.
You remember the Terry Gilliam flick? Time Bandits.
Oh, a great movie.
Yes,
yeah, one of my favorite
all the
movies.
Little people and
sure.
Yeah, I love that movie so much. The end of the movie, I think the parents show up. They're reunited with the child. Spoiler alert, I'm sorry. And so, there's some kind of, for some reason, the bad guy has been cooked down to a lump of coal that ends up in a toaster oven or something. Do you know what
right,
I'm talking
yeah, sure,
about?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And then someone said, they're like, don't touch it. It's evil. And then they touched it. And his parents blew up, I think. Really dark movie. It's crazy. But my point is, that's what Mitch McConnell is. That stuff. That stuff in the toaster oven. Evil. Pure fucking evil.
Condensed.
Absolutely.
The neutron star.
Oh, yeah.
Of twattery.
Right.
Let's see. Also in the news,
yay.
I've got.
Stop it, Doc.
Well, do you want to a little bit of Trump's America? You want to listen to?
Why are you digging? There, hey, it's nothing hey. There.
For attention.
Really? Is that what it is?
Sure, because she knows that she just won. Look, we're looking at her and
right,
focused on
right.
her. This is well, you know this. You know, I'm not sure. That I think I didn't play this one, but this one was out a couple days ago.
Shelby, hey. God damn,
oh, good girl,
right?
Good girl,
yes.
This the sound's good enough here,
right?
This is fucking bullshit.
Oh my God,
you're being fed lies. It's a hoax.
You have to go.
You're being fed lies. It's a hoax.
That guy says. My God.
You're being fed lies. It's a hoax.
Do you hear that guy say, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy.
It's a hoax. Men and women cannot friendly just be friends. It's a hoax. Mother eventually catches
the deal. If you don't have the
Say hi to Twitter.
Maybe I will. Great. Hi.
he's also nuts because he starts talking about it's a hoax, just like men and women can be friends. So this is
wow.
one of those MRA
motherfuckers.
Incel motherfuckers.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure he's got a whole attic full of automatic weapons.
He's
please.
The whole circle in the Venn diagram.
If that motherfucker has a shed, a basement, or any other kind of odd property somewhere, have a look at it.
Guess what he's wearing?
Oh, a Proud Boy
camo.
Shirt. Oh,
all,
camo.
Almost all camo.
Why?
Well,
why?
Oh, it blends in really well in this coffee
Does
shop.
He's
trying
invisible?
To get a latte.
God.
George Soros wants you to think that men and women can just be friends.
George Soros, drink.
Ding, ding, ding.
Everybody
You're
drink.
You're a fucking nutball. God, poor George Soros. Someone sent that guy a fucking bomb.
Finally, let me
a
see.
A bomb,
skip
dude.
To the end.
If you think you're heartbroken, you have to go home.
Oh, my God.
Bye, Karen.
Bye, Karen.
Bye, Karen. Bye, Karen.
So he turns and stalks away.
Yeah, that's magnificent. Jeez. We're going to be okay, right? We're going to get through this together, guys. We're all in this shit fucking together, okay?
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Yay, it's fine.
So there's a little example.
Okay.
Of Trump's America.
Ooh.
We're thrilled.
Hell yeah!
Rudy Giuliani.
What's wrong with him?
He's back in the news.
Why is he so fucked up all the time? Why does he say such fucked up things?
Well, he's insane.
God.
He's crazy.
What does he do for the Trump campaign that's so fucking great?
Well, here you go.
God.
People don't die of this disease anymore.
Nope. People don't die of this disease anymore.
What an insane fuckhead.
People don't die of this disease anymore. Need I go to the website to find out?
Yes.
How many COVID deaths there were yesterday?
Indeed, they are dying of this. What a fuckhead. Good God.
People don't die of this anymore. I mean,
that is insane.
How terrifying is that?
You know, what was the next Rudy story? He's going to run out on stage somewhere, rip his clothes off, shit in his hand, and just roll around in his own shit. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what's next. What could be next? What's the next trick? Wacko.
Yeah.
He's always doing something fucking crazy. Who are you going to butt dial next, lunatic?
About 700 deaths yesterday.
That was
nobody's dying of that.
Rudy Giuliani anymore. Was the head of our cybersecurity department, okay?
121 of which are here in Florida.
Oh, shit.
The highest of the states yesterday.
No.
I believe in deaths. I'm scrolling down, yeah.
Shit, man. Well,
Florida, highest number of states. Texas, second with 72.
We have
new
to
deaths
keep
reported.
Going out to Buffalo Wild Wings and slobbering over everything and licking and sneezing and dispensing air droplets everywhere. Please, Florida.
New cases, Texas in the lead. Wisconsin in second. They're having a hard time in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Illinois in third. Florida in fourth.
Yay!
California in fifth.
Shit. They're so populous, though, you know?
Well, sure, yeah.
And California, you know, they got Bakersfield and all those lunatics down there and, like, Huntington Beach, right? Nobody wants to wear a mask down there.
Right, oh, yeah.
Dumb fucking rich people.
Orange County.
Hey.
Total cases per million.
Yes!
And this tells you a lot.
Okay.
Louisiana.
Fuck you.
North Dakota. Mississippi.
Oh, shit.
Florida.
Yeah, baby.
Alabama. Top five.
Oh, shit.
What do they all have in common?
Where are you going with this thing? They're ran by Republicans?
Oh, could be. Yeah, possibly. I could be going there. Let's continue.
We're not even
South Dakota,
yay!
Tennessee, Iowa, Georgia, Arkansas. There's the top 10.
Shit.
I'm looking for one of those liberal states. Only the liberals are getting the bad COVID.
My fear is that we will have a second wave. It will be horrible.
We're having the second wave, aren't we?
I don't know.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to.
Right.
Are you worried? Your cornflakes.
Oh, please. Then don't. If you don't want to shit in my cornflakes, don't.
Also in L News.
The animation department's going to have fun with that last segment. Good.
Over here, where's the... I'm in the Drudge Report. They always have a good COVID section. COVID patient becomes first in the world to die after being reinfected.
Oh, shit. That is terrifying, dude.
Paris House... I'm just reading the headlines. Paris hospitals near saturation. Russia reports record high cases and deaths. So you know it's five times as worse.
Oh, my God.
As pandemic rages, Mexicans are praying to their death saint.
Shit. I don't mean to laugh, but who...
What else have they got?
Shelby, could you look into that? Who's my death saint? I don't know. Do you know yours?
Europe eyes new restrictions as virus cases hit record high.
Not Florida!
I saw this earlier. Soccer star Ronaldo is tested positive.
Okay.
People are losing their minds over that.
Oui.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Right. Huge soccer star, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they doing soccer right now? I mean, it's not a great... They're doing the mullet toss, by the way, in October, whenever the fuck that is.
Oh, really?
The mullet toss. It's basically...
The fish type mullet. They're not like grabbing Florida men and throwing them.
What difference does it
by the
fucking
hair?
I think that's better than the other. But, you know, it's a huge event. Everybody gets together on the beach, jam-packed, shoulder to shoulder, licking, breathing.
I'm breeding.
Not breeding, please. Probably breeding. Yes, you're right.
Let me throw a fish and let's fuck.
It's just, it's a fluid orgy. That's all that is. Oh, and you don't need to fucking have it. I hate the shit in everyone's cornflakes. Don't do the mullet toss, please. God.
Cristiano Ronaldo, estimated net worth over $500 million.
Jeez. For playing fucking soccer?
Yeah, man.
You don't even use your hands.
Started at 17, made his debut.
Oh, shit. Wow. Well, it's gone well for him. He made the right choices.
And a year later, he signed with Manchester United.
Damn.
I know some Manchester United fans.
Right. Are they lunatics?
No.
Okay.
I know some Arsenal fans that are lunatics.
Right. Yobs, right?
Well, I don't, you know.
What is a yob?
They're the kind of dumb, violent lunatics that you have to watch out for.
From the UK, they're just going
to start beating the shit out of people.
But they're from England,
yeah,
correct?
Well, yeah. Well,
is that a slur?
A lot of countries have them.
Is that a slur?
Unsurprised to learn.
Is yob racist?
I don't think it's racist. I don't think it's
I always thought it meant kind of a dumbass. No. Yeah. But it's not.
Loud is slang in the United Kingdom for a loudish, uncultured person. In Australia and New Zealand, the word yabo is more frequently used.
Yabo.
With similar, although slightly less negative meaning.
We got a bunch of yobs in this country.
Oh, well, yeah. Yep.
We're yabalicious.
It's also a doom metal band.
Oh, really?
From Eugene, Oregon. Mm-hmm. Yob.
What is doom metal? What is doom metal? What does that mean?
Skipping. Okay. Okay. This is a 13 minute song. That's 3 minutes in. This is Yob, Adrift in the Ocean.
This is music to do acid to, I would think.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Or you could do the German thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you like it that way, don't you? Yeah. You like it that way. You like when I do it that way, don't you? Yeah. You like when I do it that way.
That's intense, man. That's some intense music. Why,
yeah,
how do
man.
You fold laundry and listen to that?
Angrily.
Go fuck us off!
What else have I got here? Don't forget Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
Although we'll probably have a few stories before that.
No God, though. So why do we still do that segment?
But
there is no
Were
God.
You there?
Absolutely. There's no fucking God.
Prove it.
I want to be like, you fucking prove it. Why don't you pray to him?
Well,
and
that's the only
me.
Logical argument.
Introduce
you can't
me to
prove a negative.
They always tell you
prove that there's not like a 1,700-pound hippopotamus that's purple with 19 giant nipples floating, but he's invisible, floating behind my head right now.
I wish that existed.
Prove it. Prove it's not there. You can't. You can't prove a negative logically. Yeah. The negative existence of something like that. So the burden of proof, unless you're one of these atheists that declares there is no God,
there is no God.
Well, then you've got to logically back that up.
Okay. There's no God. Okay. Hold on a second. Yes, there's absolutely something in the sky, you know, controlling everything with some giant light board in production.
This is where they differentiate between Gnosticism and agnosticism and atheism and theism as two different concepts that the people think that agnostic means I'm questioning. I'm not sure.
Well, guess what?
Agnostic means it's a difference between knowledge and belief.
Okay.
Like you can.
I see.
You don't have knowledge.
Jeez.
You don't have firsthand knowledge that J-Lo exists, but you believe she does. Because of all the evidence.
I watched a movie. I watched Anaconda the other night, and she
was in
it.
You're a Gnostic J-Loist.
I am.
But an atheist,
yes.
A Gnostic atheist is someone who says, I know 100% there is no God. And they, I would argue, have a tough time proving that assertion.
Right.
But the way to do it is to the burden of proof needs to be on the theist. That
because you're the guy.
I do not believe, I have not been provided with enough evidence to convince me in the existence of any gods.
Right. And you're,
and it's up to you to prove to me that not only is there a God, but that your specific brand or brands
because
are true. We're doing Faithless Friday.
They're taking their Christianity and shoving it up all of our assholes.
Right, none of which would matter.
Ripping it out and putting it back in.
I wouldn't care about any of it if it wasn't for the fact that...
they're in our government.
It's
gross.
They're trying to legislate.
They're insane.
Based on their religious beliefs.
It's crazy.
Many of them.
It's fucked up. It's almost bananas if you think about it. Think about it just like... there are people in our government that like to confer with a higher being in the sky before they make a decision about something. Oh, my God. That's so fucked up. Ugh.
Which is fine.
Is it?
Well, I don't give a shit.
About our laws?
Well, no.
They're going to pray on
that, it. No. Well, maybe.
God damn.
Pray for the wisdom to make the right decision.
Oh, Jesus. That's so insane.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has pulled farther ahead of Trump in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Building momentum in two states that could decide the winner of November's election.
My prediction, Trump will fake a COVID death.
Whose?
He will fake his own.
Oh, not like Don Jr.
No. He doesn't give a...
Don Jr., sadly.
He doesn't give a shit.
He's trying
shit.
To get sympathy. Don Jr., sadly, caught COVID and died.
He and... who's that guy? Chuck Woolery. They're gonna meet at Epstein's Island. They're going to have a whole thing. He's gonna pull a Kinlay, and he's going to escape.
Yeah.
He's going to fake his death, and he will escape.
Did you see, in Virginia, I believe it was, the term accidentally was trending on the Twitter.
Yes.
Because, the entire voter registration system in Virginia went down for hours on the last day to register to vote.
Damn, Georgia.
The
They had problems the last election, too, right? But
they said that it was a, quote, accidentally cut cable. Oopsie.
We have an accidentally cut cable over here.
Just before 3:30 p.m. Eastern, so a couple hours ago.
Is that what they said? They haven't accidentally cut?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. The Virginia Department of Elections tweeted out that the registration portal was back up and functioning at 3:30.
Good, good, good.
The Virginians are once again able to register to vote online with ID or in person at their voter registrar's offices.
Damn, man.
The Virginia Information Technology Agency tweeted that a fiber cable was cut near Route 10 in Chester, Virginia.
Hey, somebody cut it.
Due to a network outage, the citizen portal is temporarily unavailable.
Oh, shit.
We are working with our network providers to restore service as quickly as possible.
There's nothing to do. Whoever cut that wire, send that same person back there to fucking fix it. It's one wire, right?
Well, they did. It's back up.
Oh, okay.
But it was down for hours. One could argue that maybe they should extend it for another hour, several hours, or another day.
One could argue the Republicans should do something to help America rather than just shit all over
it. This is where I thought this is Democrats.
Yeah.
Are in charge, right? This is Virginia. We flipped Virginia.
Oh, shit.
Good things are finally happening in Virginia. That's why Meal Team 6 wanted to snatch him.
Right. Yes.
Along with Whitmer.
That's insane. I don't know shit about this. I mean, God.
Politico.
These fucking white supremacist lunatics.
Members of anti-government paramilitary groups discussed kidnapping Virginia's governor during a June meeting in Ohio.
God.
A pop-up ad. An FBI agent testified Tuesday during a court hearing for a group of men accused of plotting to abduct Michigan's governor.
Is the thing with these guys, are they incredibly easy to infiltrate? Are they just chock full of stupid people?
Yes.
Okay.
The head agent also revealed new details about investigators' use of confidential informants, undercover agents, and encrypted communication to arrest and charge six men last week in the plot aimed at Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
You guys are fucking nuts, and you must calm the fuck down.
Tuesday's hearing was to review investigators' evidence against Adam Fox, Ty Garbin, Caleb Franks, Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta.
Hell yeah!
And to determine if they should be detained before trial.
Yes. What?
Well,
they're fucking terrorists!
I would assume it's a formality.
We have to get these militia lunatics under motherfucking control. These people are fucking crazy.
Members of anti-government groups from 4 or 5 states attended this June meeting.
Yay! So there's
And there were roughly 15 people at some powwow in June.
Oh, God.
They discussed possible targets, taking a sitting governor, specifically issues with the governor of Michigan and Virginia, based on the lockdown orders.
You know, you can't just go kidnap a politician because you don't like.
I don't know. That sheriff said it's not kidnapping. It may be a citizen's arrest.
Jesus Christ.
It may be a citizen's arrest.
Listen, you're a white person. You could conspire to blow up a bridge. White privilege is that some sheriff is giving you the benefit of the doubt. They were going to blow up a bridge, though.
Governor Northam's spokesperson said, here's the reality. President Trump called upon his supporters to, quote, liberate Virginia in April, just like Michigan. In fact, the president regularly encourages violence against those who disagree with him. The rhetoric coming out of this White House has serious and potentially deadly consequences. It must stop.
Oh, I agree. It must stop, but it won't. It will not stop. There's nobody that can stop this guy in the White House. Why is that? God, Ivanka, can't you do something? You're right.
Coffee, wrong pipe.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Woo. Okay.
Shelby.
In Michigan.
Right.
In the Michigan case, authorities say the men were trying to retaliate against Whitmer due to what they viewed as her uncontrolled power.
What?
During the coronavirus pandemic.
You wanted to kidnap her, take her somewhere against her will, have some crazy fucking trial? What was the trial going to entail, dude?
Oh, I'm sure they were going to videotape it, and they were going to say, "We find you guilty of crimes against the Constitution."
We're going to read from Mein Kampf.
They'd probably get that sheriff.
Oh yeah,
who'd be like, "Under my powers by the Constitution,
oh,
under the sheriff's bullshit posse comitatus." There's nothing to do with it, but
these wackos and these militias. They are not chill kinds of people.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? They're roided up.
They're racist.
They
have a couple of anger issues.
They're white supremacy. They're methed up. They're angry and they're armed. And we have to do something about this. This is crazy. You can't have people, you know.
These are crazy times.
Shit.
Batshit times, one could argue.
Nobody's kidnapping our governor. Jesus. Want the guy. No offense, dickhead.
And then we've got a do we have a video of this? I think we do.
Yes.
Here we go. This is outside a Trump rally.
America!
Oh, I believe the one here in Florida.
Oh God.
And I wish you all.
I don't follow the news, you know, and I have my facts correctly. You know, I'm also a Proud Boy, if you guys understand who they are.
If people don't understand, Proud Boys, it's like a very inclusive, multiracial organization.
We're not brawlers, yeah. You know, but we're there.
We're not brawlers,
ah!
But we're, it sounds like you said we're not braless.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, they are.
Well, I'm glad that first guy
obviously
explained.
There's a lot of moobage bouncing around.
What did that first guy say? We're an a multiracial,
oh,
diverse.
Oh yeah, it's, we're diverse.
Come on.
Yeah, like we're just like the Marines. We're the first to come in when there's something happening.
He said, "Stand back and stand by." What did you take that to mean?
Basically, he says, "Guys, wait for my orders."
This is a Proud Boy circle jerk. It's a Proud Boy interviewing a Proud Boy.
Oh yeah, are they jacking each other
off?
That's
exactly what we're waiting for.
So you're not violent.
If Trump doesn't get reelected, okay, there's going to be a riot. If he doesn't get reelected, this is when you're going to see civil war. We also follow Q.
So does this guy have guns?
Sure, he's a Proud Boy. Of course he does.
Oh my God, we have this culture right now that is like, what is it? It sucks.
Yeah, right.
It really,
yeah.
Fucking sucks, man.
Civil War.
Q.
We also follow Q.
Stupid.
We have our chain of commands that give us our orders. My recommendation to anyone: stock up on ammo. Get your
guns. Ah! He cuts off, but he says, "Get your guns."
Do you think he needs a moist towelette? Jesus God, these fucking wackos! They got hard-ons for these guns. That's what this is.
And he basically says, if Trump loses the election, it's civil war.
Who am I? I'm going to stock up. Who am I shooting?
Us?
No, who am I shooting?
Who are you shooting?
I'm stocking up.
Who's he shooting?
I don't know.
He's talking to his people to shoot us.
Oh, okay.
The liberals.
I'm not shooting them. I just don't like them.
Well, right.
I don't want them to shoot at me.
But they're saying we're not going to accept the election.
You guys,
because their cult leader is telling them that it's going to be fake no matter what happens.
Do they understand how stupid they are, though? You heard that guy just now. He's not exactly in fucking enlightened, is he? I mean, he sounds like a dumb fuck. Is that mean of me to say? Is that shitty? That Proud Boy guy sounds stupid, doesn't he? What are these guys doing? Where's your smart friends that can talk to you?
Also in the news, thanks for listening. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link.
Yes.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right. God, these fucking Proud Boys. If you know a Proud Boy, take him aside and say, listen, you're fucking nuts. Or wait, or don't fuck with him, maybe. Maybe don't fuck with him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hopeless. Just stay away from them.
Jordan Klepper.
Woo! Oh, this guy's hilarious.
Hero. Takes himself to the, to puts himself in danger.
Yeah.
Going to Trump rallies.
Stop this.
And interviewing these idiots.
You're going to get sick, dude.
Well, here you go.
Be careful.
Loading.
Load.
They don't treat women with respect.
We treat women with respect here.
Yes, we do.
That's an American ideal.
Yeah.
Tell me about your shirt. What's it say?
It says, Hillary sucks. But not like Monica.
So he's literally saying, yeah, we treat women great here. And he's wearing a t-shirt that says, Hillary sucks, but not like Monica. Oh, and wait, there's more.
We do.
That's an American ideal.
Yeah.
Tell me about your shirt. What's it say?
It says, Hillary sucks, but not like Monica.
Hilarious. So we were talking about treating women with respect.
It's an American ideal that we treat women with respect.
You got to give me the back of that shirt one more time. That's too much fun.
Trump that bitch!
We don't even see the irony in it. I love
Klepper, we don't even see the irony in it. I love
God,
it.
That's so funny. His coverage of one
it's
of those.
It's a big white oaf wearing a MAGA hat and a t-shirt that says, Hillary sucks, but not like Monica, with pictures of Hillary and Monica.
You know, you should see, there's so many Hillary for prison.
And Trump that bitch on the back.
Yeah, it's lovely. Just fucking lovely. You see so many Hillary for prison bumper stickers.
But they know how to treat women, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
They know how to respect women.
Absolutely. Sure. I'm going to drag you into this dressing room and rape you. That's our president, allegedly.
Hillary sucks, but not like Monica.
God, that's hilarious, by the way. Congratulations. Someone should hire you for a fucking sitcom, you fuckhead.
I totally respect women.
God, you're a dullard.
I've never been touched by one.
Jesus
But
Christ.
I totally respect them.
Get a hobby. That's my message for these fucking Proud Boys. Get something in your life that you're passionate about. It sounds like to me your life is throwing cereal at each other, drowning your buddies in milk, beating the fuck. They do that, right? Carry swords, these Proud Boys.
Well, that was just Gavin. Not
Newsom is the governor of
McGinnis.
McGinnis, yes. But it's insane. It's insane. And if you're into this, know that you're wasting your time and it's stupid. And the sooner you get out of it and start reading a book or what could you do if you're a Proud Boy instead of that? That might be fulfilling. You play tennis.
Yeah, go in the basement and jerk
just,
off.
It's
and
just
watch,
so
yeah.
weird though, right?
Go jerk off to Schindler's List.
But they're so involved with this shit though, dude. Do you know what I mean? It's insane.
Oh, snap.
Go ahead and record me.
Mr. Ohio, come on, Karen.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go
Karen.
Ahead. Because you will be part of this, too.
I will.
Okay.
This is a Walmart. I know you'll be shocked to believe. This is one woman surrounded by a bunch of, not surrounded, but a bunch of Walmart employees standing there with masks. They've told her she can't come in.
Yeah.
And now this is a customer, I believe, walking out who whipped out his cell phone, his or her cell phone, I can't tell, and is now filming.
Oh, shit.
And she said, are you filming me? Now you're going to be part of this because I'm white and I have magical powers.
Oh, shit. Don't pull out those white magical powers. Like, what does she, what does it allow you to do?
Before and try to stop, what's
going to
happen? Can you please not do that? You know what? I'm
calling
911.
God damn.
So she looked at the person recording and said, can you please not do that? I'm calling 911. That's their superpower. The police.
Yes. Their superpower is
they can call someone that might decide to shoot you to death.
Well, and now, I do think the person filming is African American. The interesting thing now is because of these cell phones and video,
yes.
Had this happened 15 years ago, the cops would have shown up and beat the shit out of the black person and taken the white woman's word for it.
That's
that
right,
she
Pat.
Was accosted,
yes.
And she was harassed, hey. And scared and frightened.
Absolutely.
And the black person would have been hauled away.
Right.
And not believed.
Karen would have played her part.
Right. But now, thanks to cell phones.
Yes.
These people are being caught.
Right, right.
With their bullshit.
Yeah. These ugly motherfuckers.
But, I mean, it's just, there's just so many.
Oh, yeah. So many little
of
assholes.
These anti-mask bullshits.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I'd like to think that the COVID news was getting better. Is it? It's not, though, based
on
the stuff we did today.
No.
It's not getting better.
No.
Why does it feel like in Florida it's getting better then?
Because people are listening to the stupid Trumpian testicle that is Ron DeSantis.
Oh, we have a governor?
Well,
I forgot about that.
But
Jesus,
yeah.
God. Look up the pictures of Ron DeSantis trying to put on a fucking mask or gloves or something like that. He's so fucking stupid. We have the dumbest one, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't take you a long time.
I'm trying to think of... There's some... Well... Yeah, Paula Page isn't governor anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is sad.
But I think...
Just for theater's
sake.
Oh,
yeah. Well, for the people of Maine, it's a good thing. It's not sad.
We've got, Proud Boys supporter.
Yay, good job.
And it's going to be a civil war, y'all.
Go do something instead of being in the Proud Boys. Get a library card.
Let's see, Maisie Hirono is...
Yeah.
Says, Senator Hirono went after Judge Barrett for her language on LGBTQ rights.
Yeah.
Saying sexual preference is an offense, an outdated term... Sexual preference, sexual orientation
is outdated.
Yeah, to say sexual preference is not the word you should use. You should say sexual orientation.
Right. So she's used.
We should convince Senator Hawley you met his test. This morning, Senator Feinstein asked you a question about the Supreme Court's 2015 decision in Obergefell v. Hodges, a case in which the court recognized the constitutional right to same-sex marriage. And I was disappointed that you wouldn't give a direct answer on whether you agreed with the majority in that case, or if you instead agree with your mentor, Justice Scalia, that no such right exists in the Constitution. So even though you didn't give a direct answer, I think your response did speak.
Right. Well, technically they're right. It doesn't exist, but yeah. What is it? The 14th Amendment that extends equal protection to all the states have to play by the same rules kind of thing. And it's you
like
have
you
to
can't
decide
have gay rights
the definition
in Nevada
of
and,
rights.
And
yeah.
Not in Utah.
Right. There are things that we've decided that the feds can do. And
because,
say, to be a member of the club, you got to play by these rules. And we've decided these are rights.
And
you
the feds?
You didn't want them, but black people have rights now. Women get to vote.
Yeah, dickheads. And the feds have to step in and be a daddy sometimes. I mean, right. We got a fucked up daddy, right? Daddy's fucked up right now. Bigly. Do you think he's still contagious with COVID?
Oh, God. Who knows? Probably not.
Yeah.
But... You never know.
Mike Pence never turned up positive after that story.
For COVID?
Yes.
It hasn't been announced.
Right. That was like, you know, guy, you know what's fucked up? I don't mean to, that was a tease, but that's a horrible way to think about that, right? I don't mean it like that, but. I mean, I wasn't happy when I saw that. I wasn't happy at all.
I might have to play this instead of waiting for Faithless Friday.
Yes, absolutely. It's Tuesday. I mean, there's going to be so much, so many shenanigans about Jesus between now and then. I mean, fuck.
Because this has to do with this clip that we played.
Yes.
The other day.
The greatest example of love is discipline. The greatest example of love is to kill those traitors so others learn never to do it.
It's Coach Dave.
God.
Talking, of course, about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Is he still going on and on? Is he still making the pilgrimage to wherever the fuck? To go
the greatest example of love is discipline. The greatest example of love is to kill those traitors so others learn never to do it. And why are we so squeamish? Isn't it amazing we just read about men? Why are men today so squeamish to go put a noose around Hillary's neck? Well, hey, let's let her have a trial.
God.
Let's let her have a trial. I'm for that. But let's round up that whole cabal.
Here it is again. Let's round them up. We get to, somehow Dave thinks he's qualified to run a trial.
Oh, absolutely.
For Hillary Clinton. He and his yahoos that are gonna caravan up hitting Chick-fil-A's along the way.
This guy is a dude that used to go to Planned Parenthoods and yell at people
still
getting healthcare. He still does that.
Yeah.
This is who he is. He's a dumb fuck.
But let's round up that whole cabal. Yeah. Let's round them up. Let's publicly execute them. So everybody else realizes this ain't ever going to happen again.
Oh, yeah, Coach. Yeah. Can you repeat it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was stroking too hard. I don't remember.
These guys
are woozy from semen loss.
But now.
Yes.
Apparently. Coach Dave.
These people are nuts, man.
Got a visit. I guess we'll get a clip later from Right Wing Watch.
Yes.
But it appears that Coach Dave got a visit from the Secret Service.
Of course, dude. He said, why are men so squeamish about something with Hillary? That was crazy. You can't say shit like that, dude.
It looks like they left like a note on the door or some shit.
Jeez.
Dave Dobenmeyer, 10-10-20, he covered up some of the information.
Yeah.
Message. A statement made on your podcast was reported as a threat. I'd like to clear that up. Thanks. Uh-huh. And it's signed the agent.
Damn.
The name of the agent.
That guy, that agent is
real
chill.
That's very nice. Yeah.
That's very chill. A little too chill, buddy.
A statement made on your podcast was reported as a threat. God, how could you think that this is a threat?
The greatest example of love is discipline. Yeah. The greatest example of love is to kill those traitors so others learn never to do it.
Hmm.
That's
kind of vague, I think.
Disturbing.
Why are we so squeamish? Isn't it amazing we just read about men? Why are men today so squeamish to go put a noose around Hillary's neck? Well,
that's kind of vague, I think.
So
he didn't say Hillary who. Hill could be Hillary Duff that he's angry with. Hillary Swank.
He's one of
maybe
these,
he didn't like that Mars show either that you didn't like.
Oh, God. I got through the whole fucking thing and, you know, Jesus Christ. You know, it's a lot of emoting. A lot of emoting.
Coach Dave getting a little viz.
Oh, yes. I think he needs to calm down. I think the person investigating this, they left a note.
Well, yeah.
Are they taking the threat seriously?
It looks like it's a form. Like, you know, when UPS leaves a package
Jesus Christ.
Picks up a package or something.
What if it's serious?
Well,
did
obviously.
They just leave a fucking note on the door, man.
Well, and obviously they've heard it.
Clear this threat
this
up.
This agent didn't get a report that he said something and they don't know what he's talking.
Yeah.
This agent has obviously listened to it and is like, I'll go talk to this asshole. And he knows it's not going to happen. He knows Coach Dave isn't going to do jack. You think Coach Dave, who's saying that men need to sack up and go lasso Hillary,
how much,
you think he's going to participate?
How much of the Coach Dave Pass the Salt debacle fucking podcast did the FBI have to listen to?
Oh, too much.
You know, those guys, this poor more fucking guy. Pass the Salt. A bunch of idiots. Squeamish.
And he says he's going to drive up there again.
Yeah.
For what? And drive around the cul-de-sac and yell,
"Pourquoi?
Hillary for prison!"
What does that do?
I don't know. It gets them really hard, and they, you know,
shit, yes,
they maybe touch each other in the front right. seat of their rented Hyundai.
As we drive past her abode, we will ejaculate into the cosmos.
So there you go, Coach Dave.
Yay! Congratulations,
being persecuted.
America.
I'm sure he's really busy.
God,
velcroing himself up on the cross again.
Oh, it's time for Thanksgiving. You know, Coach Dave's coming over. Oh, my God. Is he really? Jesus. He's a fucking Nazi. I know. Just, you know, don't let him drink.
Oh, he's got a GoFundMe.
For what?
Haunt Hillary's house.
Oh, my God. For his trip. He wants his trip.
We're going back to Chappaqua, New York, to haunt Hillary's home on October 31st, 2020. Just 3 days before the most important presidential election in American history, we will once again publicly call for the arrest of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She's a criminal. We need your help. We need your help. If you cannot join us, you can support our cause with a donation. The deep state is ignoring President Trump's calls for justice.
Yeah.
The people must make their voices heard. It's not too late to save our great nation.
Right.
Corruption is choking the life out of church and state. The people must support courageous men who are standing for justice. That's what we're going to do October 31st. I need your help to get my team there and bring maximum attention to our shit. Christian crusade.
Maximum attention to our Christian crusade.
Dave Dobenmeyer, organizer, Thornville, Ohio.
You know, the FBI, when you talk to him, sit
he's
this mother
to raise $5,000, by the way.
Yeah. Sit this motherfucker down and say, listen to me. You have to chill the fuck out. Okay. Chill out, motherfucker. All these lunatics need to chill the fuck out. They're kidnapping governors.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah. Deanne Lorraine, upsetty. Upsetty pants.
Right.
On her Facebook.
Yes.
Wow. Twitter just slapped a 7-day suspension on May for saying exactly what the WHO and the CDC both said this weekend! Exclamation point.
Yes.
They've published articles on my claims all week. This is scary times.
This is scary times. This is scary times.
These are scary times, or this is a scary time.
This is scary times,
this
okay?
This is scary times.
I agree. This is scary times.
For violating the policy on spreading misleading, potentially harmful information related to the COVID.
Yay! Thank you! God, a 7-day ban. Why not just ban her? I mean, really, it's a private entity. Couldn't they just say, listen, they're spreading coronavirus bullshit. We're all choking to death from it. Just ban her.
So the WHO just said that lockdowns don't work to stop the spread. And the CDC just said you don't even need a negative test now to resume being around other people. And the tests are faulty. So what the hell are we doing? COVID is clearly not that serious. That was her tweet.
Jesus.
None of which is true.
But yeah. That all sounded like fucking bullshit.
Well, yeah, it's not true.
Lockdowns are effective. Right? They are effective. They worked in New York.
Right.
In Italy.
And they're doing it everywhere that it's popping up again.
Because it's kind of the only thing to do. You wear a mask and you stay home. I mean, what else are you going to fucking do? Can you shoot it?
And people can no longer be infectious. I mean, or people, yeah, they can no longer be infectious, but they can still have test positive.
Asymptomatic. Is that what that is?
Well, they're not shedding anymore. whether they're symptomatic or not,
right,
they may not be shedding anymore. Yes. Although if they're symptomatic, they're probably shedding. Technically, what she was saying is right, that a negative test doesn't mean, shouldn't be the main criteria for you not, or whether doesn't decide whether you're still contagious or not.
A test, even, but don't you have to have a series of negative tests or something?
Well, yeah.
Right.
So there you go.
But everything, nobody wants to take it seriously. These right-wing nut jobs, it's insane.
Somebody responded to her with a meme of Bill Gates. It's simple. I chip all of you, make society cashless, and put all the money on the chip. Then you will do exactly as you are told, or we turn off the chip and you don't eat. Somebody took the time to put that on a meme.
You don't know how you can do that.
I'm thinking that's probably not an accurate quote.
Right.
From Bill Gates.
Yeah, I don't know. On the weekends, he gets crazy.
The market.
He's like, I'm chipping your penis.
Deanna Lorraine, political correspondent.
God, that's a shame. Political correspondent.
Yeah.
She's cuckoo.
She's got a book, Taking Back America.
Is she going to run for representative, get it back into politics at any point? Has she made an
announcement? In Texas, I would bet she's probably thinking about running for something wherever
she... That's a good call.
Wherever she went.
Go to these fucked up places like Georgia and run for something where the QAnon is going to win. Or, you know, there's obviously fucked up people up there that might vote for you.
So poor Deanna.
Yay.
Off the Twitter for 7 days. She's in Twitmo.
Right. What a shame. What a loss culturally, though. Right. How is our culture, our shit, MAGA, salt life, fuck face culture, gonna limp along without her twats? How?
I think we'll be okay. She's probably still on Parler.
We're not gonna be okay, but you might be okay.
She's still on Parler and Gab. I'm sure. And InfoWars, right?
Woo!
She's an info warrior.
Oh yes.
No.
Right.
We've got...
God, it would be so nerve-wracking going to work with Alex Jones, because you know you're like, you know, he misses a Zoloft and he's bringing the AK to work and firing in the air. You know, just doing a bunch of crazy shit. Do you think people have lots of workplace stress at InfoWars?
You think there's the head is running around with an AR occasionally yelling.
That is a studio. That's a studio. You survived there, that you could probably do anything, right? If you could produce InfoWars, you can work with anyone. That's what I would think. Hire that guy.
But don't you have to be kind of a believer to even take the gig?
No. According to that document, this documentary, he wasn't always, I mean, he was always crazy, but, you know, before Roger Stone and before all this Trump shit, he wasn't as nuts, you know.
Right.
But, you know, he's fucking crazy now.
No.
Shit.
He's maybe a little crazy.
Yeah, he's nuts.
It's our president.
Yay.
But we can change that. And probably will.
Right.
But we'll have to see
what happens, right?
We'll have to see what he comes up with and they come up with.
Why couldn't ACB say that there should be a peaceful transfer of power? Like, you should... Or why couldn't she say that a president can't postpone the elections? Why couldn't she say that?
That was her answer, where she said, well, you know, I would have to check with my...
Yeah.
I would have to do the research. She said, I'll...
Research.
If I just gave my opinion off the cuff, then I'm a pundit and not a judge.
Well, okay.
She had that answer prepared.
That's insane. I mean, it's not a tough question for someone that's going to be on SCOTUS. What are you going to Google?
Well, it's disingenuous, because she could have said, you know, I would, if it came before us, I would do what I always do and, you know, talk to the clerks and all that. But far as I know, the law is pretty established that the law is established that no, the president cannot delay the election. It's set legislatively, and that would have to get Mitch and Nancy to agree to postpone the election.
Ho, 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 ho.
God, it's so creepy. Him laughing. I mean, that's.
Well, we think that's what that was.
It's like the great nothing in the Neverending Story.
Somebody could have gotten caught in one of his folds and was trying to get out.
Rescue them.
He was poking him.
Send someone. Send Meal Team 6 in to rescue whoever is caught in those folds.
We've got, where is, oh, here, this is a, well, here, this plays itself.
Yes.
Or explains itself.
So, in response to this, I don't know where the blatant disregard for human life is coming from, but I'll tell you what. Proposing a rally, a political event, so that people can eat and you can make money is disgusting. Like, I don't ask people, are you Republican? Are you a Democrat? I don't even get to ask them if they've been wearing a mask. I just have to help them. And today,
she's an ICU respiratory therapist.
Damn.
Who's pissed about people not taking the COVID seriously.
Yeah. Going to
I don't ask people, are you Republican? Are you a Democrat? I don't even get to ask them if they've been wearing a mask. I just have to help them. And today, like, we're running out of rooms. There's patients in hallways. What people don't understand is this is very real. Just because you don't get to see it doesn't mean it's not happening. HIPAA is there, and we can't tell you about it. But what I can tell you is that wearing a mask is not a big deal. Just wear the damn thing. I don't want to have to sit here and cry with you about how you're probably not going to make it. I have seen more 60-year-old men cry in the last few weeks than I have in my entire life. And the 80-year-old grandmas that have to have their birthdays through the window and they die the next day, like, just stop. Wear the damn mask and just let's all live. Let's all make it through this because it's garbage. Utter disregard for human life.
Yeah. Utter disregard for human life.
Yeah. Motherfuckers.
For political points. Yeah. And it's all exacerbated, if not caused, by Trump and the complicit Republicans.
You know, and not to make it about the mullet toss event that is happening in October out in Alabama, but like it happens at the Floribama, and the owner of the Floribama is quoted in this article, and he says, we've done so much. We've done all of this to be safe. We've let people tell us what to do to be safe. We've worked really hard. And I think what he was trying to say is that we deserve to have the mullet toss because of this.
Right.
But the problem is,
it always cracks me up, like on American Idol when you know, some 19-year-old is like,
yeah,
I deserve this because I've wanted this my whole life.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well,
you're 19. I've wanted this my whole life.
You know, it's a creep, but like, what do you say to that guy? Because that line of thinking is all emotional.
Yeah.
There's no reality there.
Right. Well, yeah.
White people do not need to get together in Alabama and throw frozen mullets around this year.
Right.
They don't. Give the environment a fucking break. Jesus. The beach always looks like shit after they're done too. God. You ever seen the pictures?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good God.
I'm going to hit Nancy's mask for a second when she was yesterday about the 25th Amendment.
Mellifluous tones, Mark Taylor, the fire prophet, everybody.
These are the dumbest people on Spotify.
This is Mark Taylor. Well, here you go.
Mark Taylor.
Hit Nancy's mask for a second when she was yesterday about the 25th Amendment. Mm-hmm. Gina did the decode on this for us. She's very good at decoding this stuff because that's what she does for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And the orange, of course, we all know, was from The Godfather. The movie The Godfather. She had oranges on her, pictures of oranges.
Right, on her mask.
Fruit on her mask.
Nancy always wears, she's very fashionable, and she always wears masks that match her outfits, kind of.
Why?
And this one was a mask that had some, like, artistically.
Okay,
oranges on
so
it.
So obviously, this person thinks.
These are Kieloons. This is how they think.
They're saying oranges have to do with the Godfather because there's that scene in Godfather when he puts the oranges in his fucking mouth and then he fucking dies.
From the Godfather. The movie The Godfather. She had oranges on her, pictures of oranges.
Right, on her mask.
Fruit on her mask. That's an assassination code.
Really? Wow.
That's pedophile code.
Wait a second. Did you hear that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
She said, so
you, really? Wow.
What did he say? That's assassination.
Assassination code. We've got, pedophile code.
Pedophile
code.
We've got code.
Assassination code now.
Assassination.
It's a lot of code going on.
Oh, yeah.
On her mask. That's an assassination code.
Really? Wow.
That is an assassin. That came from Gina.
Mm-hmm.
She said, so, you know, and I think that's what, I've never watched The Godfather, so I don't know what any of that was, so I never watched it, but they were saying it kind of,
I don't know who
Gina, I never watched
I don't know who Gina is, but apparently she's quite the expert.
Is let me ask you something. Is there any evidence that says Mark Taylor is the dumbest fucking person on the planet?
Yeah, I'm playing it right
God
now.
Damn, this guy's stupid as shit.
But I've never watched The Godfather, so I don't know what.
No, he's
never
the
watched
people
it.
That the people that send him money,
he
are
is,
the dumbest people listen, on earth.
He is letting some Q-loon, pull some bullshit code, reference The Godfather, and he's believing it. But he's even saying I haven't watched The Godfather.
Right.
You haven't watched
well,
it.
Well, he's deferring.
Fuck.
He's deferring to the expert.
Okay.
Really? Wow.
That is an assassin. That came from Gina.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "So you know." And I think that's what I've never watched The Godfather, so I don't know what any of that was. So I never watched it.
God.
But they were saying it kind of meant it was like a threat in the movie The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something to do with a horse's head and fruit or something. I don't know. And but that was a code that she was sending. Now, see, you got to remember. If there's someone out there that's mind controlled, they saw that, it activated the code.
You're safe. Don't worry, Mark. You're
there's someone out there that's mind controlled.
You're completely safe from mind control.
Are you mind controlled? Did he say mind? Somebody out there mind controlled?
No, yeah,
is that the term?
Somebody's out there mind controlled.
If someone's under mind control, are they mind controlled? Is that the DSM? Is that what it is?
Yes.
I'm mind controlled.
Oh, man.
Boy, that's this dude.
Books?
Does this dumb motherfucker have kids? No offense, Mark.
Don't know. I don't know his...
Jesus Christ. What happens when your kids, they need help with homework or anything like that?
No.
What do you do? But your poor children. Dad's insane.
Probably he undoubtedly does have...
children.
Yeah.
What a fucking... I mean, God, listen. I don't know what... What do you tell Mark Taylor's kids?
Good luck.
I don't know.
I mean,
fuck.
Best of luck.
Try to stay out of the
plan. You have to overcome those genes.
This guy is so crazy. Your daddy. Your daddy's a lunatic.
You've
got to
pray
lunatic,
that it's more
man.
Nurture rather
your
than nature.
A lunatic. I never seen that movie, but I'm basing. Crazy.
The. Florida Democrats, here's a headline, are returning a historic number of vote-by-mail ballots so
far. Oh, shit.
Joe Biden in Florida.
Yes.
Said, we win Florida, it's all over.
That's right, motherfuckers.
It's a drive-in rally.
Right. Anybody voting for Jill Stein this time around?
Well, it's Howie, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Howie Hawkins is
right.
the Green Party candidate.
I'm voting for JoJo Jorgensen. Fuck you.
Trump 53-39 in West Virginia.
Damn.
Which is
winning or losing?
He's winning, but he won West Virginia by 42 points.
That's a huge spread, though. I mean, he's going to win West Virginia, right?
Yeah, but it's West Virginia, and Joe Biden is within like 13 points.
Shit, man. Why would West Virginia ever want to vote Republican? I mean, don't they have bad experiences with those people?
Guns and Jesus.
But what about all the corporate shit? There's no... No oversight on those mines, all the pollution. Didn't someone turn their water to licorice or some shit like that some point?
Yeah. Some people like licorice.
Yes.
Joe Biden says offered a stark contrast to Trump on Tuesday at a Pembroke Pines Senior Center.
Hello.
Keeping his mask on as he spoke to a group who sat in marked off socially distanced circles.
Thank you, Trump, for wearing a mask.
I mean, no, that's Biden.
Oh, that's Biden. I'm sorry.
Biden criticized Trump for holding super spreader parties with Republicans hugging each other without concern of the consequences while seniors can't see their grandchildren.
Yeah, and it sets a bad example. It makes people think that's okay. It's obvious.
Biden's visit to Broward County came a day after Trump's mostly unmasked and boisterous rally in Sanford near Orlando. The event featured Governor Ron DeSantis, who entered. Did you see this?
No.
High-fiving, cheering supporters. He came in and did the high five.
What happens in this state when this guy tests positive?
Trump, who announced he had tested positive for COVID on October 2nd, did not wear a mask, nor did many of the thousands of supporters packed together at the Sanford airport.
That is so gross.
Trump boasted that he made a full recovery. Told the crowd, I feel so powerful. I feel so powerful.
Right, right.
Oh, my God.
Why is he so just cartoonish? Fucking crazy, man.
It's a cartoon character that the Republicans have foisted upon us.
Ooh, he's loony.
And we need to vote out Looney Tunes.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
I'm just looking at some of those things. Tom Tillis, did you see Tom Tillis is in trouble now?
No. I saw
like election-wise?
Oh, he's going to lose.
In a state, what was that, North Carolina that
it was. Isn't Tom Tillis is what's he known for being? I mean, he is a
racism.
Shit. Right, okay.
Democrat Cal Cunningham is holding the lead in the North Carolina Senate race this week and has not dropped in public polling, even after recent revelations of an extramarital affair. So they found out that he was cheating on his wife, and they don't care. They want Tillis out of there.
They don't like Tom Tillis, and they don't give a shit that this guy's fucking around.
After Trump, no Republican, no conservative can ever say anything about infidelity
the pussy grabber.
Cunningham is up 4% among registered voters.
Yes.
With few voters viewing his indiscretion as disqualifying.
Right,
him.
Right.
People, they don't care.
They hate Tom Tillis.
Yep.
They don't give a fuck.
And I wonder if Tom Tillis has the audacity to go out and, you know, they're running.
Yeah.
They're probably running ads about how he cheated on his wife.
Do you think people view the Republicans as scary? Like, it's a scary group of people to be in charge at this point.
In what capacity? Oh.
In this capacity. The Republicans are in charge right now, and it's scary, correct?
Yeah.
I think that's a deal. I think
it could be scarier if they had the House.
Yeah. I think they're freaking people the fuck out.
And we found out that the latest polls... here in Florida, 51% of likely voters, that's a majority.
Yes.
Not a plurality. Favor Biden, 47 for Trump, a 4-point advantage.
Damn!
Close to the 3-point margin of error.
Right.
So it's close.
Right.
Half of respondents said Trump's handling of the COVID has been poor or terrible. this is sad. 44% of Floridians say Trump is doing a good or excellent job on the COVID.
Where are they? In the Matrix with tubes plugged into their assholes? Yes, I know. They're right there.
I'm pointing to that neighbor.
Hell yeah. The guys. Oh, the fucking guys with the Trump-Pence signs.
They're popping up like...
gross.
Like shitty whack-a-mole.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, look at the time. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit.
That went quickly.
Right.
Let's play some music.
Orchestra!
And let's go. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern Time live. And then we're available a little bit after that.
Jeebus.
On your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link to help out the show. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, use crabdiving.com/Amazon. And then whatever you buy that session, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We are making tons of fucking
cash.
We're
not. We're really not. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, on the TikTok, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed Tuesday, everybody. It's gorilla fighting. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, you are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start to do in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good idea.
Oh, yeah, bullshit.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.